though it is terrifying, there is something so inextricably beautiful about doubt. And not just any doubt, per se, but the doubt that leads you to question the very foundations of your decisions. If you're like most people, you spend much of your time ignoring certain aspects of yourself, so much so that they hardly, if ever, enter your consciousness. This is the route that most men and women lead. The route that is filled with, honestly, just the pettiest kind of regret at the end. And thus, just the worst kind of lifelong sorrow. And so where are you selling yourself short? Where are you selling your soul to pressures that will never give you your time back? What do you need to do that you were so scared of doing because it would turn your entire life upside down? When you sit with a bit of solitude and beg to be shown the next step, not out of false pretense, but out of a sincere yearning, the answer will come. Yet it will come, however, in a form that shakes and scolds you, that anticipates the fact that a great part of you will want nothing more than to retreat and soothe in your most typical way. And so you'll probably run, thinking that this is how you have always been and will continue to be. When the days are a bit clearer and less dire, you say it is then that you will finally step forward and make that move. But not a moment earlier, and not a moment later. This is a trick, though, and it is a game that most people fail at in the long run. Because in reality, there is never a good time to turn your life upside down. There is never a good time to leave and risk all that you had supposedly built. You have plenty of excuses and plenty of things on the line. And so you can play this game, but you better be careful, because you cannot afford to let that love and that curiosity slip away. That's the most terrifying thing of all. And so don't expect other people to understand. Don't expect yourself to necessarily understand. In many ways, you're not here to plan your life. And that's probably for the better, because if you were, you would likely plan it so naively, just in the perfect way, so that you dodged the greatest asset of the unknown. That one thing that can turn you into the person you didn't think was possible. You're here to listen to that voice. You're here to listen to that vision. You're here to listen and follow that crazy, quiet idea in your head. And so this is nothing short of a midlife crisis. And the more you have of these at a young age, the better. Because these are the honest wake-up calls that most people won't face until they're 40. So they have spent the greater part of their life and their foundation on things that didn't pan out how they'd hoped. It is this crisis, this destruction of who you thought you were and who you thought you were going to be, that is so beautiful. For it is the fire that allows the undergrowth to emerge from the dead wood of the past. And I know you're scared. I know you're scared, because we are all scared. Because I am fucking scared. This is it, though. This is our lives. And in my situation, and perhaps your situation, I can't blame anyone but myself if it fails to be all it can be. You can play this cat and mouse game for a couple more years if that's what you think is necessary. But fuck, don't you dare lock yourself into anything that keeps you from truly looking inward. In the meantime, sort yourself out to the best of your ability. You're facing this terror because you're on a brink. And that is exactly where you need to stay if you don't want to forget and leave yourself behind. Today is a good day. A day that has nothing set in stone. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.